Then we have climate change hoax collapses as new science finds human activity has virtually zero impact on global temperatures. Says Finnish scientists spearheaded the research, releasing a paper entitled No Experimental Evidence for the Significant Anthropogenic Climate Change. Clouds shield the surface of the Earth from the sun, providing shade cover cooling, while the lack of clouds resulting in more warming. So they're saying basically that these clouds are causing different shifts in temperature, and it's more so just a natural impact. And the reason why I'm giving this perspective, hearing so often that it's, you know, us doing it, but maybe it's good to hear the other perspective, this perspective that doesn't get much attention or much stage at all. You know, you see all these celebrities promoting this and that, but what about the perspective you don't see? And there is a lot of people that actually supports this, and a lot of evidence, as you'll see here. So Kobe University in Japan, who published a nearly simultaneous paper that reveals how changes in our planet's magnetic field govern the intensity of solar radiation that reaches the lower atmosphere, causing cloud formation that alters global temperatures. So that's just one example of maybe how that can maybe happen naturally. Then there's another article here, climate change computer models totally wrong, and this was published in the journal Nature Geoscience, and they saw the modeling was completely wrong, supposedly. Then we see here, climate change on Earth is significantly impacted by solar activity, profound new study confirms. This study was found in the Swiss National Science Foundation, and said that a slight decline over the next few decades is expected to eventually dwindle for global warming. So maybe actually you'll get a little bit colder. And it says in 2011, a team of more than 100 experts, they said they did not identify certain solar activities that may trigger global warming. However, the team was able to determine how solar activities impact certain regions in the planet. So certain regions were impacted to have maybe hotter temperatures, while other regions may be colder. That's what they saw here. So maybe, you know, we're so focused on this one way of thinking and saying, well, this is what it is definitely, when there's so many different perspectives, so many different studies claiming otherwise, and that we need to look into this even deeper and say, well, what is it really? Maybe it's a combination of factors, like much of everything is. So then we see climate change didn't hurt the dinosaurs. They were thriving until the asteroid struck. This is a very interesting perspective, says new geological evidence analyzed by the scientists from Imperial College London University, College London and University of Bristol, founds that dinosaurs populations were actually thriving before the asteroid hit. So that's an interesting one. Then we see a major climate change study just confirmed the climate was changing dramatically in the 1800s, long before the invention of the combustion engine. Now, again, I'm not an expert in this. I'm more so, you know, I know about nutrition, I know about health, and I just want you to take this as you will, because I don't want people taking one perspective and just going with it. That is often the issue at hand. So it says over here, overall, we found that climate indirectly explains up to 20 to 30% of migration from Southwest Germany to North America and the 19th century. So basically, you know, in short, they're saying that the poor climate conditions led to low crop yields, rising cereal prices, and finally emigration. And it was all mainly due to the climate conditions. So therefore, this was all before the combustion engine. So you may not always want to relate the combustion engine, which is cars and different automobiles or whatever, to the environment and causing so-called global warming. So then it says here that Glaser and his colleagues, which were part of the study, came to the conclusion that the natural phenomenon outside of human control was the cause in each case. So they're saying that there is a big natural influence on these temperatures, and you could even think, right, about the volcanic eruptions that happens. There's one case in 1815 where that happened. In different scientific research where there was extremely high temperatures of volcanic ash, that's going to affect the environment, like, of course. And then keep in mind, right, all the forest fires we're seeing now in California and these different places, you know, I'm not to say if they're actually purposely done or whatever, but it just so happenly fits into the agenda of, oh, the world is getting hotter. And maybe there's other influences as well, like geoengineering. I don't know, but something to think about. Again, Migration in the 19th century was a complex process influenced by multiple factors, Glaser concluded. Nevertheless, we see that climate was a major factor. Okay. Then it says, Beto says we have just 10 years remaining to save the planet from climate change. But wait, Al Gore said the same thing in 2008. So maybe some contradicting narratives there. Al Gore is a very common proponent of global warming. So then, how are the global warming alarmists going to explain this one? Major Greenland glacier is growing, not shrinking. So, you know, something growing instead of shrinking in the Antarctica. you know, that's very contradictive to what maybe has been told to some people. It says a recent study by researchers from NASA, published in the Journal of Nature Geoscience, has made the shocking discovery, well, shocking to the global warming believers anyway, that a supposedly melting glacier is in fact growing. So the glacier that shrank and then grew, they said. So some eminent scientists now believe the world is heading for a period of cooling, so that for the other article, that will not end until the middle of this century. Well, I guess we'll see, right? New research exposes the risk of geoengineering to artificially intervene in global warming and may devastate the planet. So, is all this anyways important? Like, some people, I'm sure, who's watching this right now, like, okay, well, I don't really care that much about, you know, the climate. I'm here for health. I'm here for nutrition. But oftentimes you might hear this by this very same people who talk about health and nutrition, and this is obviously on a health related website. So, you know, but I'm just trying to find, you know, relevant articles to this topic, and this is what I'm finding, right? So new research exposes the risk of geoengineering. That would be chemtrails, for example. So, I mean, there could be different things in chemtrails. There's been some evidence that there's heavy metals. That's going to affect people's health, as I mentioned before. It says here in quotes, according to Science Daily, fully coupled atmosphere ocean model to study the effects of stratospheric aerosol injection on storms in the North Atlantic. They found that by doing so, they could decrease tropical cyclone activity. So they can use SAI, which is stratospheric aerosol injections, which is also a form of chemtrails, which is like a geoengineering, if you want to be more technical, is causing a so-called or helping to control different storms, right? And again, like what we see with editing genes, not everything is perfect. So you change one thing, maybe something else will happen because it's just the way things are designed in nature. So it says our results confirm that regional solar geoengineering is a highly risky strategy which could simultaneously benefit one region to the detriment of another. So how do we know that we're helping the body by giving a drug for, let's say, one part of the body, but knowing that it's also not going to affect the other parts? Like, everything in the body is connected. So is our world. And to say that we should be God or take these big, strong moves upon our environment, which is literally quite being, you know, the climate and taking control over our skies, might not be the most beneficial thing for us in its very nature. So then we see over 30,000 scientists say catastrophic man-made global warming is a complete hoax and science lie. They didn't say that, obviously, maybe in its exact wording, but there has been different petitions signed for that. And it says here from National Review, a 2008 survey by two German scientists found that a significant number of scientists were skeptical of the ability of existing global climate models to accurately predict global temperatures. So, okay, we get it. Now people are questioning. There are scientists who actively question this narrative. And even though a lot of them believe in this global warming narrative, they're still kind of skeptical from their own research that is contradicting the information that is being told to them. It says Wall Street Journal published a op-ed piece in 2015 challenging the global warming so-called pseudoscience being promulgated by global warming proponents. So people like Al Gore, for example. And then it says NASA atmospheric scientist John L. Casey revealed that solar cycles are largely responsible. So he is also saying that maybe it's a natural. Then we have another time. Climate change science implodes as IPCC climate models found to be totally wrong. So more evidence that these models may be broken. And Nature Geoscience global warming climate models are flat wrong. They say climate change poses less of an immediate threat to the planet than previously thought because scientists got their modeling wrong. This was in the UK Telegraph. Then it says here, he's right. The scientists who've written this paper aren't climate skeptics. They're long warmists, they're called. But they're just questioning what's going on in our world today. They're just questioning. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. This is quite a lengthy article there, you could see. And so these people are really trying to understand what's going on, especially with all the narratives and all these big claims being made about the environment. So then we see climate change may not lead to more floods and droughts after all. 1,200 years of data contradict global warming scare stories. Says UK's Daily Mail, it isn't that the climate doesn't change, it does and always has. Swedish researchers who have reconstructed the weather patterns of the past 1,200 years. So they looked over it for all that time of years. I don't know how. That's maybe, you know, they can keep track of that many years. It says they collected data from a whole bunch of different things. Within nature, particularly to see water and climate in the hemispheres and how that maybe has changed. It says that here, medieval mega droughts in the western US as well as monsoon failures in East Asia from the 15th through the 19th centuries have taken place during the period and are larger than anything recorded with modern instrumentation. So maybe what we have now is still not enough to measure this great impact that's been happening for thousands and thousands of years, which is likely, right? Because we just have so much out there that we want to be clear and say, oh, well, this is what it is, but we often find ourselves wrong. Say the same thing for economics, right? We think that there's not going to be a collapse, but we might be wrong because we're always thinking like that, but it may not be the case, and we can't let our guard down, right? This strongly suggests that doesn't mean, though, we should always try to be in control of everything either. This strongly suggests that the instrumental period is too short to capture the full range of natural hydroclimate variability. So saying that what we have now may not be enough to measure everything that's always happened, but it's clear that there has been a lot of changes throughout history. In fact, it shows here 100 plus scientific papers assert that CO2 has a minuscule effect on the climate. Look at all these different studies here. And you can look over this yourself. There's even more here, but regardless, just looking at this different perspectives, there's even a website called climatescience.news where it's more oriented toward different thinking about this.